Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And we always ask you at this time, because we're coming up with some new and revolutionary things, and today's broadcasts have been no different. The news cycle is hot. We need to educate people about what's going on. And today's show, we're going to educate you about something that can really go a long way towards helping you feel better, overcoming some of your challenges that you may face, regardless of what it is. We're going to be talking about what we often call God's particle, and it's Nanosoma and Magic Dicol products. And this has taken the country and the world by storm. And I've had my own testimonial. And those of you who follow me have heard me talk about it. Now, I was told, hey, you could probably be on oxygen. It'll be 3 months to a year before we know how much your lung capacity you're going to get back from your RSV. And I'm about 6.5, 7 weeks out from my first prognosis and diagnosis. And I'm back in the gym, and I'm at about 70-75% of what I was doing. I'm not quite as strong as I was, and my endurance is not quite there, but I ran 8 60-yard sprints 3 days ago. Last night, I did the heavy bag off and on for about 20 minutes. So my cardio is getting pretty good. I don't think I'm going to need that oxygen. And what I attribute it to, and I said this to a bunch of people who are involved in this product last night, this is the product I attribute this health to. I abandoned the steroids. The antibiotics were worthless because it's a virus. And the only thing I was really taking was this. And when I see my pulmonologist expert in mid-June, he's going to have a holy crap moment because he's not going to believe what I'm doing. So we've asked the general manager of the North American division of Magic Dicol, Sean McDonald. We asked him if he wouldn't mind coming on the show and talking about the product, because we're getting lots and lots of questions from our audience. Dave, you look so good. Your face is all cleared up and you don't have the fever blisters anymore. And you seem like you're a lot more energetic. And so I thought, okay, rather than talk to the layman, let's bring on someone who's one of the experts. Sean, welcome to the show, my friend. I'm glad you could join us.
Dave, it's a thrill to be here with you. I'm so happy to hear of your forward progress. And those kind of results, I have to say, we hear frequently. So I'm just truly grateful to spend some time with you and to talk about these remarkable and profound products.
You know, they are so remarkable. And there are no, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm a strong believing Christian. And I believe there are no accidents. And I don't think it's an accident that our mutual friend, Scotty Sachs, came and said, Dave, we have this product here and we're looking at marketing it because we're involved in trying to jointly move our shows and get them more syndicated on more stations. And Scotty's been helpful in trying to make that happen. And he brought this product to me. And then when I got sick, he said, Dave, use the product, get started on it now. And lo and behold, here we are. Okay. So it's just amazing. How did you get involved with Magic Dicol?
Great question. One of those sort of moments in life where you end up finding yourself in a reinvention state. Several years ago, my wife and I purchased a wellness center in the market that we are in. She's an acupuncturist, and opportunity to purchase the practice where she was working in came along. We weren't shopping for a business, but also being people who follow the divine, we were led to pursue the path, and we put it to spirit and God, and the dots got connected very easily, and we ended up taking over that business. All of that to say that a friend reached out to us shortly after that, I think it was towards the end of 2020, and said, oh my gosh, you've got to hear about these products. They'd be perfect to sell in your center. And he introduced me to Richard Presser, the founder and president who you've interviewed of Magic Dicol. And so started talking with him about it, gained some understanding of it. We purchased some product to try it ourselves. We started using the product the first week of January of 2021. Felt an immediate connection to it. Decided, yes, this would be a good fit in our center. Became a practitioner reseller of the products. So we have the product still in our center. And the more we began to understand the product and connect to the product, I started spending a little bit more time talking with Richard. And One day, I think I asked him, by the way, how are you running a US division when you're in Melbourne, Australia? That can't be easy. And he had said, yeah, it's a bit of a challenge and I could use some help. And I had known that I was for a number of years that I was at some point going to transition out of my former career. And, things just came to be that my particular skill set and opportunity and passion for these products, once I got to know them, all aligned. And Richard and I came to an agreement that I would start doing some jobs for him, build some trust, and eventually became general manager for him here in the United States. And it's been an incredible, incredible process along the way.
You know, Scotty, we had a meeting last night of people that work together on this, and Scotty Sachs said something last night that really stuck with me. He said in our meeting, you know, it's one thing to help people avoid losing their money in the bank and get them in precious metals. And I do that. And I agree, that's valuable as anything. I don't want anyone to go through a 1929 moment. But he said it's special when you can help someone who feels like they've got no control over a condition they have, and all of a sudden things begin to turn. And I agree. The emails I'm getting are just unbelievable. People using these products for 3 days, 7 days, 2 weeks. The testimonials are phenomenal.
Yeah, we, we've got a constant stream of just profound experiences people send us. Myself personally, I had a lifelong food sensitivity, probably more of an allergy to something in the soil, but I couldn't eat raw fruits or vegetables for the most part, very few exceptions, without, since I was a child, my mouth would get blistery, my throat would swell up, not anaphylactic and wasn't going to kill me or anything, just quite uncomfortable. And, so you just avoid doing the things that cause discomfort. And about 3 months into using the product, my wife and I were having dinner, and lettuce never really bothered me. So I was having a dinner salad, and you get pretty good about picking around the things that bother you. And, well, I got a bite with some onion and some cucumber in there, guaranteed to cause an outbreak. Nothing happened. I ended up eating everything on that little plate of salad for the hadn't been able to do that for forever. And I was puzzled by it. Got home and thought, that's really weird that nothing happened. So I grabbed an apple, guaranteed reaction. Nothing, ate that, nothing happened. And that's when the light bulb came on. And I realized, wait a minute, you're taking this product called NanoSoma for about 3 months now. And this little product prompts our bodies to correct what is not right from a health perspective. And our bodies do that on their own in the presence of this product. And I realized, okay, this apparently has been corrected. And I have been eating raw fruits and vegetables every day ever since, which for me is a real blessing to be able to do because I try to eat as well as I can and eat as clean as I can and all of that. And now I can do that in the best way possible by eating raw fruits and vegetables. And that's, not nearly as profound as some of the other things that we have heard from people and seen in studies, so on and so forth. But to me, that's life altering. And I just all in, all in. It's such a blessing to be a part of this company that is bringing these amazing products to the world and truly changing people's lives in a natural way.
Yeah, well, it did it for me. And like I said too, there's also a divine aspect to this. But Richard Presser said something interesting when I talked to him. He referred this as kind of like God's element, God's particle. Can you
Yeah.
address that?
I think that comes from the inventor of these products, Dr. Raghavan, who we refer to as Raghu. So if you hear me refer to him, that's Dr. Raghavan. He calls it the Godfather particle because there is a divine consciousness, I feel, to this product, to the three products in the family of products. The active ingredient in these products is what is called polycosanol, and it is a series of long-chain lipid alcohols that are found in food and plant life and in their raw form. And it's one of the first things that gets eliminated from food when you cook or refine it. So in essence, our bodies have been without it in any meaningful amount for ages. And now it's back in the form that Ragu has developed. There are various other health supplements on the market around the world that have polycosanol in them. The difference is when you, and by the way, these other health supplements are generally recognized as having the potential because of this polycosanol to help lower cholesterol. What Ragu has done, he stabilized this molecule at a size that is less than 60 nanometers in size, which is about half the size of a virus. It is so small that when it comes into contact with our bodies, this penetrates our cell. It gets into the nucleus of our cells. Very, very few things are small enough to do that. And when that happens in this case, our bodies wake up at the cellular level and start doing things that they haven't done in ages. It has several patents on this product. It's patented in 80% of the populated globe. One of the patents, which for me, being blessed with relatively good health, I don't have any issues, although I understand the overall benefit of this product. One of the most fundamental reasons I will take this for the rest of my life and use this for the rest of my life is this patent that when it's present in our bodies begin to produce their own endogenous vitamin C. And vitamin C, of course, is the basis of our immunity. If you have strong vitamin C levels, your body can operate at a level of immunity that is unparalleled and difficult to get to. So you can take a lot of supplementation, but you cannot take enough, say, vitamin C supplementation to bring your body to the level it needs. Because this supplementation is recognized as synthetic by the body, and the body already purges that which is not of its own making. And so that's why you've got to take a lot of vitamin C to have a level that is reasonable. Much like insulin patients are typically given 20 times or more insulin that is intended to remain in them because the body knows it's not its own. I don't know how that happens. I'm not a medical doctor. I just know that that's the process. And so when you have a tool in your body, for instance, NanoSoma, your body begins producing this endogenous vitamin C, and that's critical. And there are other elements that are just as profound. Another patent is that this nanoemulsion, as it's called, of polycosanol, prompts the body to regulate the vitamin D nuclear receptor, which is critical. In fact, it has been proven that when present in the body, this little particle regulates all of our nuclear receptors, 48 or 49 of them, as there's some discussion about that. And that's critical because a lot of our health issues are the result of imbalances in our nuclear receptors. For example, we use the analogy that NanoSoma doesn't really care if a person is hyperthyroid or hypothyroid. That's an imbalance. And when it's present over time, and it can be short time, it can take a little bit longer, everybody's journey to homeostasis, if you will, perfect health. It's a journey, and it's a different timeline for everybody based on our whole life experience, so on and so forth. But this regulates that, and it brings it to balance, which is truly remarkable.
I used to teach a class called health psychology. And in that, I learned about a lot of the supplements you have to oversupply because a lot of it doesn't get to the blood-brain barrier. And you said something that really struck a chord with me when you said that this molecule is half the size of a virus. Well, viruses slip past the blood-brain barrier, and they slip past the immune system sometimes too, particularly if they're microscopic to a really small degree. I suspect this product is so effective because it's able to get through the blood-brain barrier.
Yeah, it again, it penetrates our entire cellular genome.
Yeah.
And the body wakes up and essentially conducts a triage of what's not right from a health perspective. Now, the body itself will choose what it's going to go work on first. And all of the patterns, all of our science and studies that we have, which is quite extensive, shows that the pattern is that the most life-threatening issues get dealt with first. And then the body will work down the line to in time bring us to a state of homeostasis, which is that health balance.
So you're saying this product naturally prioritizes what it deals with first?
The body does in the presence of this product. See,
Oh, okay.
and we
Okay. I
should
see what
say
you're
this,
saying.
this product doesn't treat, cure, or heal anything. Rather, it prompts the body to begin functioning in ways we didn't imagine. And the body is intelligent. God made a very intelligent body in our being. And when you introduce the right tool or resource for the body to function optimally, it will. And that's essentially what's happening with this nanoemulsion form of this polycosanol. See, in a nanoemulsion form, if you dissolve sugar or salt in water, it's a nanoemulsion. It's the results, though, are predictable. It's still sugar in water. You just can't see the sugar. You dissolved it.
That
When you
makes a lot
do
of
this,
sense.
with polycosanol, the results in a nanoemulsion form become unpredictable, meaning that our bodies respond to it in a variety of unpredictable ways. And that's what the patents are based on. The patents are absolute. We know that the body produces endogenous vitamin C in the presence of this nanoemulsion of polycosanol. And when you have that, remarkable things happen. That's why in the course form, that is in other supplements, it's recognized as having the potential to help lower cholesterol. That is it. It's predictable. But in this nanoemulsion form, when introduced to our bodies themselves start doing amazing work and we see profound results.
Do you find that some people who take the product think they're taking it for the X condition, but there's something else more prevalent and more serious, so the body takes over and goes after the Y condition?
Yeah, that is common. We're so trained to think in an allopathic way, meaning I have this condition or symptom, so the solution is to take this or that, right? Whereas NanoSoma is giving your body the tools to go correct the things it needs to correct and the timeline in which it needs to correct them. So, for example, we have seen instances where a person might have life-threatening high blood pressure, heavy medication, you don't take your medication, you could die situations. We've seen those kinds of issues get dealt with and normalized rapidly, days, weeks, even short-term months, but very, very quickly. And we've seen other people with what I would call nuisance high blood pressure. Maybe you're on some medication and maybe you've dealt with high blood pressure for a long time, but it's probably not going to be fatal or anything. We've seen those kinds of instances take 6 months, 9 months. I can't tell you why. What I can tell you is based on the experiences, the real life testimonials, the patterns, the studies that Dr. Raghavan has done, which are quite extensive, shows that those life-threatening issues do get dealt with first. We often don't know what is actually happening within our bodies. For example, if you're if a person is on a path to have a cardiac event, let's say hypothetically, you're probably not going to be aware necessarily that a cardiac event is coming until it may happen.
That's true.
So you may start using a product like NanoSoma because you've got X over here, as you referred to, and you might not see a profound change or a noticeable change right away. That does not mean your body's not doing something in the presence of this amazing product. You simply may be completely unaware of what your body is correcting. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. Central to the product here, it helps the body with vitamin C. But humans have a unique problem with vitamin C, don't we?
As I understand it, some millennia ago, the gene that produces endogenous vitamin C, at least in humans, was damaged or deactivated. I'm not sure what the correct scientific term would be. Again, that's not my background. And in the presence of NanoSoma, when our bodies produce this endogenous vitamin C, it doesn't do it by way of reactivating that gene. if you will. It does it by taking the nutrients we get through our food and reoxidizing those nutrients into endogenous vitamin C. And that is a very unique thing. So the body begins to store that vitamin C and use it as it's needed. So it's our bodies produce this endogenous vitamin C, which is vitamin C, in a different way than we understood ourselves to have done it some millennia ago.
Otherwise, we would have to rely on outside supplements to help us with the vitamin C. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
And we know you can't take enough of that to get the level you need.
Give us an idea. How much would you have to take externally to have a positive effect? And what would the body allow? Can you contrast those amounts?
That's not my background, Dave. That's a question
Okay.
I wouldn't be
All
able
right.
to answer.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's a great question. And
I got too technical.
I can pursue that, but it's not something I can answer off the cuff here.
Okay. Fair enough. One of the things, it was probably about 14, 15 years ago now, I interviewed Cal Berkeley researchers on longevity. And they were telling me that if they could promote good telomere health in the cell, you know, lengthen it as opposed to the encoding that goes wrong. And sometimes cancer starts that way because it sends out false messages and wrong growth happens. They said, if we could promote telomere health, we could extend the human lifespan naturally to about 120. And they were firm in this in their research, and they had tons of animal studies along these lines. Now, they developed a product called Juvenon. And I don't know if they got it back on the market, but I know the FDA made them take it off. And I took the Juvenon for a while I could get it, and I have never felt better. And I was younger and better shape and so forth, but I was like energized from this. And I thought this really worked. And then boom, the FDA came and shut the door on them, and they were going to appeal, and I didn't really follow up. So what I'm wondering is this product in any way related to telomere health?
Yes. One of the myriad things that this product does when you are regularly using it, it does lengthen our telomeres.
Okay.
As you stated, telomeres are our age gene. So when you are using this product over time, you are essentially reversing that biological aging process. And we say biological aging equivalent, really. For example, Raghu is, I believe he's 72 years old. He has been using the product for, safe to say, 12 years since he finished the development. So he's got a good head start on us. And he had the forethought to have his biological age equivalent measured every 2 years since he started using the product. And I think that's with the exception of 2020, with, you know, all of the things we went through. Most of those labs stopped testing for that for a period of time and started testing for other things. So I think it's been probably 3 or so years since he's had that test done. Suffice to say, the last time he had that test done, his biological age equivalent was that of a 48-year-old male. Now he's 72 now, so this could have been 71, he could have been 70.
Wow,
you know, somewhere
24
around
years.
Yes,
that's amazing. That's amazing.
It is amazing, and you know he looks great. He looks young. He's physical. He plays, I think, about 10 hours a week of competitive badminton. He was of Indian descent, against 20 somethings. And he recently sent me a screenshot of his cardio stats essentially after a round of badminton. And it's amazing. I mean, I won't go into the details of that, but, pretty impressive. And, you know, and yet he's not a gym rat, you know, I mean, he is who he is, and he's a brilliant man, gift to humanity for sure. And to have brought these products forward. I will tell you my experience. I'm 53 years old. I'll be 54 in July. And since I've been using these products, which is over 3 years now, I have never felt more 30 something in my life. I remember how I felt in my 30s. You know, I mean, I had a lot of good energy and all of that, and had a lot of things going on. Yet I feel that youthful energy. But yet with my experience in life now, the benefit I didn't have then, and the cognitive stamina, the energy reserves, the grounded nature of who I am, I feel very, very solid in a youthful way. You know, we're talking together today. You can, I don't know if viewers will be able to see me or not, but I have a little bit of gray hair on the side of my head. When I started using the product, I had pretty much platinum silver. I mean, like it was,
Really?
I was turning platinum silver. Yeah, sides of my head and all that. I don't use a hair product. I have noticed in the last 10, 12 months, noticeably color coming back in my hair. Like that's changing. That's changing. I get asked all the time, man, you're looking younger than the last time I saw you. People I haven't seen in a while. And that's wonderful. And it, in my, it, to me, it is absolutely down to using NanoSoma every day, which, by the way, for me, it's the only thing that I take. In our wellness center, we carry a full line of professional grade supplements and all of that stuff because there's, you know, people like a lot of variety. People have their habits and what they want to do. And we try to provide a variety of that for people,
right,
in addition to NanoSoma. For me personally, I've just never felt the need to have the habit of taking a lot of supplements, so on and so forth. I changed my diet about 5 years ago. I cut out all fast foods. I cut out carbs for the most part, pasta, a lot of bread content for me. Those are treats now. Cut out gluten, never felt gluten sensitive. I just know it's not really good for me. So I made these dietary changes, eating organic, growing as much of our own food as we can, being very selective if we go out to eat. As a conscious decision, I was also about 5 years ago, 80 pounds heavier than I am now. And just changing my diet and introducing NanoSoma into my daily routine, I have lost 80 pounds. My body is settled in where it wants to be settled in. Again, I've never felt better. And it's the only product that I use. It's been life-changing for me.
What would you say if a doctor said, hey, Sean, you have strep throat. You've got to take this antibiotic. What would your reaction be now?
My reaction would be, number one, surprised to be in a doctor's office.
Okay, I guess I asked a bad question.
Number two, if I were there, knowing what I know now and having the experience that I have, I wouldn't have gone there in the first place. I would have increased my daily use of NanoSoma. I have the benefit of, I can say with two exceptions, neither of which I am convinced were actual illnesses. I think they were more, you know, you run yourself to the wall because you get so busy and you spend a bunch of energy. And sometimes you feel like you gotta, you know, you gotta rest whether you want to or not. I've had that happen twice. And I've felt, you know, felt like I had a fever or whatever, but I never had any other symptoms outside of those two experiences that were easily tied to the volume of things on my plate at the moment professionally. I think my body just said, you're going to rest no matter what. So caveat to the statement I'm about to make, I have, since using this product, I have been directly exposed to very, very sick people. And with the illness we discovered, we were told about in 2020, mm-hmm. I've been directly exposed within feet proximity of them at least six times. As a result of those six instances, I have never had a symptom. I have not participated in, you know, in the experiment going on to try to protect us from something that I believe doesn't actually exist, if I can say that, Dave. And you can edit that out if you need to.
No, listen, you're allowed to speak to your own experience.
Yeah. So
we're not making these outrageous claims. In fact, you've already said we're not claiming the product does anything to you. It
right.
helps your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're allowed to say your own experience. I know that Big Pharma won't really like this interview, but there's nothing that we have to worry about censoring out.
Yeah. So in my experience, you know, I chose not to pursue the options that were presented to the world in terms of a protection against this illness and using NanoSoma. I have never had a symptom as a result of being directly exposed to very sick people. And what happens is if I find myself in a situation where I think somebody might have a bug or whatever, I just increase the amount I use because it boosts my body. It gives my body some extra oomph, if you will, to be able to deal with things. I do get some tendency to get some severe spring allergies, tree pollen, that sort of thing. Comes along with scratchy throats and pretty aggressive nasal allergies. I just ramp up my use. Normal use of this product is 5 sprays once a day in the mouth. I'll do that sometimes hourly if I need to, and within a day, done, gone. I'm back to
Wow.
normal and all of that.
You
It's
know, I want to share this with you too. I got kind of a double whammy when I went and saw the pulmonologist for the last time about 3 weeks ago, and I was still, I'd kind of hit bottom and I was starting to rise a little bit, but I still was really bad. And he said, "Oh, you're a mess." And he knew me from 30 years ago. We used to play pickup basketball together. And he just said, he said, "I've never seen you like this." And he said, "You're going to have a double whammy because you have allergies. And we're in allergy season full bloom right now." I have to tell you, not only do I just have the rare cough now, I was coughing every 30 seconds before, if you remember. But now I don't have any allergy symptoms. My eyes aren't watery. My nose isn't runny. And this is the time, you know, I used to get seasonal asthma, but it would be minimal. I mean, it would just be seasonal asthma, drink some coffee or something like that, be okay. But now I'm not having to do anything. And I'm thinking, is this a balancing effect for allergies as well too?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought so. Yeah, I thought so.
I mean, there is not, Dave, I think Richard probably talked about this when you interviewed him. There is literally not a condition against which this product being in the body has been measured that it hasn't been proven that the body itself corrected. Now, that's a big statement. And certainly, with the myriad of health issues that are on this world that we live in, it certainly hasn't been measured against everything. But everything it has been measured against, it has been shown to prompt the body to
Wow.
correct. And that's from type 1 and type 2 diabetes to dementia to pathogens. Dr. Raghavan had this product tested in a blind test. All of the testing he does around the world, he sends it to various labs and it's blind. He's just telling them, they're just put to the task of, measure this against whatever this might be over here. Well, he did that in a level 4 lab against 18 of the world's worst pathogens, including dengue, Ebola, SARS-CoV-2, the basis of the recent experiences we've had. Anyway, 18 of those. And in all 18 cases, it was proven that in the presence of this product, Nanosoma, they were neutralized. You see, when this product is in your body, things like viruses and bacteria and parasites and heavy metals, all of the things that we're bombarded with constantly, they get cleared. They get cleared. And your immunity is boosted. And that is not to say that if you're using this product, you're not ever going to get a bug. That's not to say that your body won't get sick. Your body's, when you get sick or feeling bad, symptoms are supposed to happen. That's the body's response to something. When you have a strong immunity, and you have a product like Nanosoma, prompting your body to take care of itself, you get through these things much faster, much, much faster.
Right,
And
right.
it's far less common that you will have to deal with these things, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, it kind of sounds like a vitamin C effect, which you're describing too, when you read the clinical literature on it. And you said vitamin C is a central part of this, and it helps manufacture it. You know, in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, I think it's Genesis 6, I forget the verse, but it says that our lifespan would be limited to 120 years. It's written right there as plain as day. And when I talked to those Cal Berkeley longevity researchers, they said, "We think we can extend the lifespan to about 120 for the average." And I thought that was really interesting that we're arriving at that number. And it sounds like we're out of balance. And do you think we are because our food's toxic, our water's toxic, the air is not good to breathe? Do you think those are the factors?
I think those are huge contributing factors to disease, as we say. When your body is subjected to toxins and radiations and the things that you were just talking about, our body's systems are weakened. It's just a fact. We experience a breakdown of the mitochondria in our cells. The mitochondria in our cells is essential for things like being the passageway for vitamins and nutrients and minerals to come into our cells. Our cells use those to power its systems. Think about your body as a system, which it
Right.
is. I liken it to, all of our cells have a measurable electrical charge. I mean, our cells run on energy. It's our body's battery, if you will.
Correct. Right.
You can take a cordless drill with a low battery and pull the trigger and it'll spin, right? But you might not have enough strength to get a screw in or out of the wall because the battery's low. Charge that battery up, you're back in business, everything's functioning fine. Well, our bodies are the same. If you can increase the strength or charge of your body's battery, which is the strength of your cell and the energy within your cells, your body's systems start operating in an optimal way. What happens when your body starts operating in an optimal way is it has the ability to go get rid of the things that are trying to break down its health, like toxins and parasites and heavy metals and all the things we're bombarded with, processed foods. All of this stuff is part of it. The body, when charged right, has the ability to go take care of these things. The body knows what it needs to do for itself. The biggest issue, in my view, is that our bodies lose the strength at the cellular level to be able to take care of themselves the way they need to.
Have you found
your body, go
sorry.
ahead.
I was going to say, have you found there's an interaction effect between magic dicol products, or particularly Nanosoma, and say exercise?
Well, I think everything, I call it the wheel of life. Everything is related to each other. So I talk to people in our own shop here about, Nanosoma pretty much every day. And when I'm talking to them, especially people who are new, I ask them about their diet. What kind of diet do you have? It's important that you give yourself a halfway decent diet. I mean, the better, the better, simply put. But if you're eating fast food two or three times a day and a lot of processed foods and all of that, your body doesn't have a whole lot to work with in the first place. And you can give it a tool like Nanosoma, which has the power to deliver amazing resources to your body. But if your body doesn't have anything to work with, it doesn't have anything to work with. So yes, people hear these amazing things and read amazing testimonials about this product, and they'll buy it, they'll take it and think they're going to be totally perfect by lunchtime tomorrow. And then nothing happens and they think, oh my God, that didn't work. Well, that's not necessarily the case. You got to look at it at a broader scope. What are all the things you're doing to give yourself the tools for your body to be able to take care of itself? It is a wheel. And that's why, that's why we say healing is a journey and everyone's journey is unique. It's an absolute true statement. You're going to respond in your way based on the conditions of your life and how you live and how you focus and what you feed yourself and all of that. And I'm going to respond to it in my own way based on all of the same set of parameters. So that, to your question, yes, there is a correlation to your overall condition of living and what you're giving yourself to how these products really can work.
Okay, now I'm going to even take this to a higher level now. Back in my days as a therapist, and my primary client base was prisoners in halfway homes trying to get full probation. And one of the things I found was there was an inherent level of depression. And depression can retard one, as we know, and make them inactive and almost helpless, or it can actually agitate them and have the reverse effect, which is true about 10% of the time. And so what we found in the research at the time, and this was back in the 90s when I was doing this work, What we found in the literature, particularly in health psychology, was exercise was a really good antidepressant. Cutting out sugar from your diet was really good for depression. And you would tend to even the person out even better than a lot of the psychotropic medication that would get prescribed. And so what I'm wondering here is, since Nanosoma is a balancing agent, and that's my term for it, it helps the body with, as you said, homeostasis. I'm wondering if this isn't effective for mental health and cognitive issues. You mentioned dementia, but I'm wondering about mental health. Have you found a relationship there?
Yeah, we've certainly had enough feedback from customers dealing with a variety of issues that have experienced positive outcomes, positive change. We have customers that, I don't want to name specific conditions, but with a variety of those challenges, experience forward progress. And it also depends on where the person's at, to be able to accept
Sure.
that this can do what it can do, and also understand patience can be required. Raghu says that we should allow 2 to 3 weeks of use of the product for every year you've dealt with a condition. So you can see that, that can be a long process. Now we see sometimes much, much quicker results. You mentioned Scotty Sachs earlier. I love his story. He as he tells his experience, he has dealt with severe neuropathy for a
Yes.
good 10 years. And you know this from knowing him. And we introduced this product to him when we started a professional relationship, I don't know, over a year ago. And he tells a story. I'll just say it the way he says it. He woke up one morning about 6 weeks into it because he heard that 2 to 3 weeks. Or so he's like, okay, 20, 30 weeks, that's not too bad. I mean, if I can get this neuropathy under control, okay, that's fine. That's reasonable. He noticed, as he says, 6 weeks to the day of using the product, he got out of bed and walked from one end of his condo to the other to get his coffee. And he realized about halfway there, he stopped and realized he had no burning in his feet.
I laugh because I can identify. Three and a half weeks ago, I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs without stopping and trying to catch my breath. And then you heard me tell the story about I ran sprints 72 hours ago. Last night, I did the heavy bag. Okay. And so I know exactly what Scotty must have. I thought I was afraid to try sprinting. I really was. And I thought, okay, I got an inhaler with me, they've given. I'm going to be okay. My son's with me, so I'll be okay. So I'm going to try it. And I ran two sprints consecutively. I thought, I don't feel anything. I'm okay. And I kept, listen, that's why I was laughing when you're
Love
telling Scotty's
it.
story, because that's exactly, I thought, this is amazing. And I came home, we were at the gym late, and I came home, my wife's asleep. I was so excited. I woke her up to tell the story. So it
I
just,
love
yeah,
that. I love that.
it was
Yeah. So
absolutely, absolutely amazing here. But I'll tell you this. My sense is this. With chemical imbalances, I suspect you're going to have a pretty good effect. But if you're dealing with something as complex as schizophrenia, where you can actually have brain abnormalities like the dendrites can be messed up and so forth, if there's structural problems, they're non-chemical, it may not work as well. That would be my sense. If I was a researcher studying this, that's where I would start.
And I think that would be the place to start, would be in a research environment,
Yeah.
in that way. There certainly is absolutely no downside of using this. And again, the timeline, may be different in a scenario like that. And yet we've seen extremely profound, examples of change almost overnight. There's a myriad of studies and all of that people can access. I do want to mention certainly before we finish, and I don't know what the time is, so it doesn't really matter.
We got about
You know,
9 minutes.
you guys are, and you, Dave, and the Common Sense Show, as well as some other really well and truly trusted broadcasters in this particular niche. You guys are participating in what we're calling, it's a movement. We're calling I Want My Health Back. And
I
it's
love it.
really about taking your health back and introducing natural products to your body to help your body do what it can do for itself. And I want to make sure that your listeners and your audience know that they can access these products and product information. And there's really good information at a website called iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges.
Yes.
So anybody listening, iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges, you're going to end up at a easy to use, great information page with some testimonials on there, some photographic testimonials that frankly are profound when you see these. And these are these are experiences people send us. They send it to us all the time. I mean, we have typically we send out a weekly newsletter update with current testimonials that people send in. And we see this as a movement. You know, we have the ability to influence our condition, to influence our wellness. And, you know, these products, in my view, have arrived right on time at a point in our world and in our existence that we need the natural support. We need a way of prompting our bodies to take care of themselves and to bring us into this health balance.
Sean, I remember when I was really sick and we were having a Zoom meeting amongst our group, and I could barely function at the time. And I was taking the standard 5 sprays once a day, which is the standard for Nanosoma. Mm-hmm. And you said to me, Dave, you can't OD on this. You need to do more. You should be doing this maybe every hour until you're better. And I'm thinking, you can't OD on it. You can't OD on this. It's odorless. It's tasteless. And you can't take too much of it. Is that true?
That is correct. Yeah. In fact, there's no record of any contraindication. There's no contraindication with anything, regardless of any medications a person might be taking, so on and so forth. There's no documentation or no example of any allergic reaction to it. It's considered food. I mean, you know, it's considered, the reason I say it's considered food by the and certainly by the FDA, it's not a regulated product. They have a label, what they call GRAS, which means generally regarded or recognized as safe. That means it's good. It's good to go.
GRAS?
It's a natural GRAS, GRAS.
Not to be confused with marijuana, though.
Okay. 1S. generally recognized as safe. And, you know, the ingredients in it are totally safe. It's actually 98% what we call, this is important, pristine Swiss water. The water used to maintain the integrity of this nanoemulsion of polycosanol, which, by the way, is a difficult thing to do anyhow. Polycosanol is a waxy substance. Difficult to dissolve wax into water, right? They don't really play well together. So it's already not an easy thing to do, this achievement that Dr. Raghavan has done. But what is critical to the ability to maintain the integrity of this nanoemulsion is the water that is used, the very specific kind of water. Turns out you have to use glacial meltwater. So we produce this in bulk in Switzerland, and essentially we're able to use what is the equivalent of this glacial meltwater, which is critical to maintaining the integrity of this nanoemulsion. So yeah, there's no issues of that. We have people send in testimonials that, you know, they've gotten off of this or that or the other thing, or their doctor said, you don't need this anymore, or whatever. You know, people send us these various experiences. And it's the body taking care of itself and changing its own situation.
Just amazing. I want to go back to something we talked about last night in our private conversations amongst each other. And I had told you about an inquiry I got from one of the people in my audience, and they wanted to ask me about eye disorders. And I wrote it back. I said, I honestly don't know the answer to that question, but I know where I can go to find out. Can you tell the audience a little bit about what you told us last night with regard to eye disorders like cataracts or, high blood pressure in the eye, that kind of thing?
Certainly. And again, a lot of this information is available. We have an informational website that you can find, and we can provide that to you. But there's these studies and over 10 years of testimonials, which is really, really amazing to have. So cataracts, you can use these products in your eye, the Nanosoma spray. And it's a good time to say we keep saying products. We call it the Magic Dicol family of products. And that's the foundation is Nanosoma liquid spray. That's your oral internal overall. We have a topical gel version of that, same formulation with some edible xanthan gum added, makes it a topical gel. We did that because you could spray the liquid on your skin for, you know, eczema, psoriasis, other skin issues, whatever. It's just the consistency of water, so it doesn't really stick that well. So a gel really works. You put that right on there. Okay. And it sort of really brings that transformation to that localized area. And then we have a water-based moisturizer cream that people just love, and use it as great for face cream. It doesn't clog anywhere pores. It's water-based. It has the same active ingredient, which all three products have the same concentration of this active ingredient. And so that's the family of products. And just to provide a little clarity there, the spray you can use in your eyes, and it does sting a little bit for maybe 10 seconds, 10 or 15 seconds. However, we have, I can't say countless, but we have many, many testimonials that people have sent us of cataracts going away. My mother, personally, my personal experience, my mother was set to have cataract surgery probably coming up on 2 years ago. And she used this product, one spray in each eye once a day for about a week and a half. In her words, they did the pre-surgery exam. They said, there's nothing wrong with your eyes. Come back in a year for another eye exam.
Wow.
No cataracts. We've seen that with animals too, by the way. Animals respond, even more profoundly, than humans seem to. And, you know, there's no placebo effect in animals. We have actually a,
that's true.
We have a packet of animal testimonials. Myself personally, I have witnessed local clients who are using NanoSoma. I've seen on more than one occasion, I think probably three, maybe four experiences now, different animals, different clients, animals, deathbed animals, like, you know, cat with renal failure, getting some NanoSoma over a few days as if nothing was ever wrong with it. One very interesting case is a client that their cat had some ticks and contracted a condition I'd never heard of. It's called bobcat tick disease. Apparently it's 85% fatal, even if you catch it early on. And this client called me from the vet's office. The vet said, you know, there's nothing we can do. Go home and prepare for transition. I knew had NanoSoma. They've been using it. And I asked her if she still had some. And she said, yeah, I'm like, start giving this to your cat, which she did. And it was a matter of days. And she called me to say, you know, it's as if nothing ever happened to him. He's running around like a new being, like he's a kitten again.
So, how do you give it to your animal, though? I can't imagine they open their mouth wide and let you spray it in.
You know, in our case, we have two cats at home and we have a dog. And our two cats, they get a half a can of wet cat food together. They share. We put, you know, two or three sprays on there for them. So they get it that way. We know they're going to eat it right away. My dog is not a predictable eater, though. So I don't spray it on his food because it can sit there all day before he eats it. And by that time, it's, you know, it's not going to work anymore because of exposure to air and absorbing into so on and so forth. So for him, I'll just have him if he'll let me. Sometimes he'll let me. I'll just put a little spray in his mouth. He just generally doesn't like that. A lot of times I'll use the gel, again, same concentration of active ingredient and all that. I'll put a drop or two of gel on his paw and he'll lick it off. You know, it's just whatever works.
Okay.
You can, if you got a concrete, you can put a couple of sprays on there. I mean, they don't need a whole lot. Bigger the dog, the more you can give them, so on and so forth. But yeah, so really any way you can comfortably, get it to them, it's good to do. And it's good to do just from a maintenance. We give it to our cats every day, excuse me, and our dog because we live in the country. And one of our cats is a hunter extraordinaire. In fact, last night at about 11 o'clock, heard some ruckus, and he had brought in a juvenile bunny rabbit. And sadly, that one didn't make it. So he's always hunting. We want to make sure he doesn't have parasites, and we don't give them.
I hear you. Well, Sean, we're just about out of time, but I wanted to just emphasize to the audience, I've gotten so many questions about this product as people have heard me talk about it. Well, we wanted to do a full show on it. And Sean, we really appreciate you coming on. Again, if you want to know more, simply go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Sean, thank you for giving up your time and coming on our show and educating our audience. I really appreciate it.
Dave, it's been an absolute delight. Happy to do it again. Happy to, you know, take some questions from you and try to provide you some answers if you get questions from your clients. But
sure,
you know, simply put, everybody should embrace this product and use it every day. It will change your life. It's truly amazing. It's changed mine,
I
and
agree.
it is a blessing to be on this path to help bring this these beautiful products that Dr. Raghavan developed to the world.
Thanks, Sean. Really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on the Common Sense Show, and we'll see you back here again next time. Remember, iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Take care, everybody.